Welcome to 10 Minutes with the King, where our purpose is to help our listeners enter in to God's throne room and experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting our Lord and Savior. 10 Minutes with the King is brought to you by Koinonia Bible Training Center. It is a 30-minute broadcast where we're encouraging our listeners to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before your day begins. So be blessed as you enter into worship with me this morning. I'm Pastor Nancy. Shalom, shalom. Be blessed.
My God will provide. The Father is waiting with arms open. Wow.
This house.
Thursday. Glory, hallelujah. So we're going to have a wonderful day today in the Lord, because we're starting our day off right in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, giving him honor, praising the Lord with our breath, with our thoughts, with our being. Glory to God. I'm going to read Psalms 139, 13 through 16. Let's see, and today is the 12th. I'm telling you, time is flying by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 139, starting with verse 13. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. I'm going to say it again. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Wow. Thank you, Lord. You watch us eat. You watch as each of us was being formed in the seclusion of our mother's womb. We became living souls at conception, that when my record of life began, that was when the record of my life began and the charted course laid out. There is your argument against abortion, one of many, but there is one. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You saw me. You watched over me while I was yet in my mother's womb. My record of life began at conception, not after I came out of my mother's womb. The record of life started while I was being formed in my mother's womb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, I love you, Lord. Maranatha Singers, we love the Lord because he first loved us. sweet sound in your ear. I was caught up in that. Hallelujah. Yes, I was. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear, in his ear. Hallelujah. Well, how am I going to be a sweet sound in his ear? By living the way he has decreed for me to live. Lord, I can only do that when you draw me close to you. Hivat bar dwell. Hallelujah. Draw me close to you. Love it, love it, love it.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You were my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. Bring me back to you, Jesus. You're all I want. Close to you, never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. Bring me back to you, Jesus. Oh, you're all I want. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. You're all I want, Jesus. You're
life, Lord.
I need you in my life, oh Jesus. I know you'll never leave me alone. I know you'll never forsake me, Jesus. Always with me. Always with me.
It's just so awesome when you know that he's near, when you sense and feel his presence. That's my heart's desire for people, you know, is to just have that experience of knowing that God is real, and the warmth and blessing that he brings into your life. It's so hard sometimes because people, they don't hear. You can give them the word. You can pray with them. You can give them the keys to success to their life, and they're so busy being introspective that they don't get it. That's hard. That's hard when you know the truth and you know how free they can be if they would just let go and let God. But people's natural man fight, the flesh fights the spirit. Like Paul says, there's warring going on. There's a battle within me. The things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I don't want to do, I do. Because the flesh, oh my goodness, the flesh is your biggest enemy, the enemy in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have a Savior who laid it down so we could pick it up. He laid down death. Hallelujah. He put his foot on Satan's neck so we could pick up life in him. Adonai, meaning Lord. Lord of what? Lord of all. Lord of my life. Lord of this world. Glory, hallelujah. It's going to all end up like it should be. Satan is a defeated foe. Get on the right side of life, people. Don't let things go to waste. Don't let your life go to waste. Don't let the enemy fool you with his lies and his rhetoric. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the bonus is eternal life. Glory to God. You can live good here and then go into something even better for eternity. Adonai by Avalon.
I am so from the deepest part of me.
Enjoying this, hallelujah, not as entertainment, but just to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, to sense yourself catapulting into a better place. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. So we're going to close out today with Jesus is all, hallelujah, Fred Hammond. Jesus is all what the world to me. I hope he's all the world to you. Hallelujah. Fred Hammond, Jesus is all.
Hey, this is a little something. A little song that just says everybody's excited about somebody or something, you know. But this somebody I'm talking about, I can't live without, you know. I can even remember being back in church, maybe at my grandmother's house. They may have testimony service, you know. Somebody would stand up and just say one simple thing. Say,
Jesus is all.
Yeah, that's what they say.
The world. The world to me. He is my life.
He's everything.
He's everything that I hope for.
And he's everything that I. About the time when I didn't have a dime, I thought if I could just get paid, I would be just fine. But the money let me down, yes it did. It couldn't even buy me love. So I gave Jesus control of my life, and I'm really satisfied. Now I'm gonna let you know. About lift your hands to the Lord and stay with me in the RFC.
Jesus is all.
He's all. Couldn't face the day without the Lord in my life. I really don't want to say, but I will say this: without my Savior in my life, all I would do is fail. I would be tossed and driven like a ship in a storm without a sail. So I want to let you know. And I've seen a lot of things, but I want to let you know one thing. Hey, 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 hey.
Don't get
wonderful day. This is Pastor Nancy signing off for this morning. I will catch you tomorrow morning.